If you've been working hard for your organization for years, you're literally working on multiple teams. People have told you that you're the glue, that things run for you. You get great evaluations in your annual evaluations, but you haven't been promoted to a director or VP level role. Your salary has not increased by more than 10K in the years you've been with this organization. Then you need to listen to this episode, because in this episode, I'm breaking down three specific ways that working hard is actually keeping you from getting promoted into that higher level role you want and having more income, influence, and impact in your career. And this episode will show you how to be more strategic as opposed to burning yourself out to land that promotion that you desire. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for professional women ready to leave miserable jobs, stop being overlooked, and land higher paying roles they're excited about without compromising who they are. I'm Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who went from feeling unfulfilled and stuck at work to thriving in a career I've loved for over 10 years. Along the way, the professional awards, $3 million federal grant, and textbook I wrote are some evidence of the impact I've been able to have, all while building a coaching business to help women like you find fulfillment and have impact in their careers. Inside my programs, Find Your Fulfilling Career and Next Level Career, I guide women to clarify their path, land dream jobs, and negotiate salary increases with faith and confidence. Whether you're ready to leave a soul-sucking job or advance into your next level role, you're in the right place. Together, we'll uncover what's holding you back and help you step confidently into the career and life God has for you. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, wonderful listener. Welcome back to another episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. So I recently started working with a client who has been, so in my one-on-one coaching next level career, I work with women who are trying to either advance into a higher level role or are already in a higher level role and want to thrive in that higher level role. So whether it's lead better, develop thought leadership, whatever it may be. So I recently started working with a woman who wants to get promoted into a director level role. She has been working in consulting for over 10 years now. And something that has been coming apparent in our conversations together is how over her time, so she's been working 10 years, she's been with the same organization. And over time in that organization, she has actually made about 5 different internal moves. And 3 of those internal moves were essentially lateral. So while they might have been to a different department, her salary didn't increase significantly. In the 10 years that she has been with this organization, the highest her salary has increased by is 15K. And this is someone who, at this point, when you look at the work she's doing right now in her career, she is essentially doing the work of 3 different higher level people. And she's easily making $100,000 less than she should be making at this level in her career, because she is leading teams. She is facilitating sort of strategy for the president of the organization. And she is not just leading teams like in her department, she's doing cross-functional leadership. So she's responsible for someone in the communications department and someone in the HR department, because the organization doesn't have leaders in those roles. Mind you, she's in operations. So she is functioning across multiple teams and essentially a chief of staff for the president. And she's only earning about, I think her salary right now is 170K, when she should easily be within the 250 or more range, not even just for the amount of work she's doing, because really the amount of work shouldn't determine the pay, but really for the level of work she's doing and for how long she has been with this organization. And as we look at her history and her trajectory, what we're seeing is that she has been working really hard. She has grown up essentially being socialized, conditioned, and told that working hard is the way to advance. But when we look over her, like look back over her work efforts, there's no ownership that she can point to, right? Like saying, I was responsible for this outcome or this project. It's like she is indirectly shaping things, but then somebody else, another leader, comes in and takes responsibility, credit, or ownership for all the effort and work she has put in. Not to mention, Because if you've listened to any of my episodes in the past where I talk about impact, you know that even if your impact is indirect, I still believe that it is still impact. And you need to be able to articulate that indirect line for how you essentially eventually shaped outcomes. But she can't do that either. She doesn't know how to articulate her impact. And so now she is in this role where she feels overwhelmed because she's working really hard. She's doing all these tasks, but she knows she's underpaid, overlooked, and like she can't hold on to, here's the impact I've had, here's the outcome I've had. And that keeps her feeling like she's not going to be able to go to director level role, which is why she's working with me, right? And we're working on that. She's absolutely going to get promoted within the next few months. But I'm sharing that story because what I saw looking at her sort of history is something that I see with a lot of women. Candidly, I'll be honest, something that even I used to struggle with. And it is this myth of working hard, this meritocracy myth, this false belief and narrative that the harder you work, you will eventually get rewarded for that hard work with a promotion. And honestly, I feel like I probably don't even need to kind of preach to the choir at this point, because you have probably, if you are desiring a promotion and you're feeling frustrated and overwhelmed that it hasn't come, you've probably already been overlooked. You've probably already been working hard. You probably already have the evidence that this hard work is not leading to the results you want. But for some reason, you're still there. You're still in that organization. You don't know how to break away from it and break free. And it is because you have been socialized, especially if you are a woman, which most of my audience is, especially if you are a Black woman, you have been socialized to work hard for every single thing that is given to you. You've been taught that you have to strive to get rewards. You have been taught that you have to overexert yourself to be worthy of accolades and worthy of recognition and worthy of promotion. But honestly, being a hard worker is not the key to advancing, because all working hard does is it burns you out, because you are legit burning the candle at all ends. Because it's not like work is the only thing you have. You also maybe have a family. You have aging parents that you're taking care of. You have ministry work that you're doing. You have just passion projects that you're working on. So there's other things outside of work that you're trying to find the time and energy to commit to. But because you're trying to prove yourself so that you can finally advance and make more money at work, have more income, more impact, more influence in your work, because you want that ownership, you're burning yourself out. Not to mention, if you pause and reflect, there is probably a seed of resentment already forming in you. You are probably feeling resentful of this organization low-key because they haven't recognized and rewarded your hard work. You are probably feeling resentful of yourself because a part of you knows that you're staying in this organization where they are essentially taking advantage of you, but you just can't seem to get over yourself and make the promotion happen. And so you're wondering, like, what is going on? Why am I still here? Why haven't I gotten help? Why haven't I promoted? I know that I'm operating at a higher level. Why can't I just have that reflected in my title and my income? Not to mention, working hard is likely even hurting your relationship. If you have a partner, you're spending almost every evening complaining about work. If you're going to brunch with friends, you're spending every week complaining about work, right? You're not fully present in your relationships because you are tired, you are confused, you are feeling lost because you don't know how to move to the next level. So you feel stuck in a sense. And so in the moments when you should be present with your loved ones, you're thinking about next week. You're thinking about the projects you have to handle next week, the direct reports you have to lead, the meeting, the high level meeting you have to go in, the presentation you have to do and prove yourself so that maybe the next round of promotions, you get tapped on the shoulder. You're not present in your relationships and it is affecting your relationships. Working hard is just breaking you down emotionally, physically, mentally, as opposed to leading you closer to the promotion that you want. And honestly, like I said earlier, this is something that even I have struggled with. Well, not anymore. Like, your girl is a reformed overworker. But when I think back to when I got promoted from assistant professor to associate professor, I did less work. Like, candidly, I worked less. And it's so weird to think about it because, so if you are not familiar with the academic realm, usually, and this is why I always say, I'm sidetracking it, but this is why I always say, if you want to get a promotion, you have to understand how it happens in your organization. Because is it a case of you just advocate for yourself and boom, you can get promoted? Or is it one of those where it happens on certain cycles? Like, oh, every July, they look and they promote. You have to know how it happens. So in my organization, for example, we knew you had to work for 5 years before you were eligible for a promotion that comes with tenure and a salary increase. That's just how it works. Funny enough, I actually did consider going up early for a promotion and then I changed my mind. I'll tell that story some other time. But my point is, for the most part, I knew my timeline. And so why I was saying that is because when I look at the essentially 5.5 years it took me to work my way to my promotion, because it happened mid-year five, I worked harder in the first 3 years than I did in the last 2 years, and I got promoted. Like, it's fascinating to me when I think about that. And I think it's because, you know, in the first 3 years, I was still in my prove yourself era. At least the first year and a half, I very much was still in the, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I belong. I don't know if I'll be successful. And so I'm working hard. Like, I am at the office, kid you not, till 9:10 p.m. This was, so I started my job 2018. So this was pre-COVID. I was in the office late. I would come home. I would still work. Maybe I would take weekends off, but your girl was working. Okay. Your girl was trying to prove that she belonged in this space and prove that she knew what she was doing and prove that she had the skills. When I look back now, I'm like, oh, baby, you had not adopted or internalized your own thoughts and belief that if you are in the room, you belong there. Like, I'm just thinking back to younger Tega. It's like, baby girl, the Lord put you in that role. You should have known that he had your back. But anyway, I don't think it was all for naught, because I developed skills exponentially. And I do think hard work has a place in your career. This was me starting a brand new, it's like I had just gotten, I had just advanced from counselor to professor. So that was already an advancement. So yes, there was a learning curve. There was getting used to the organization, understanding my responsibilities. And candidly, I will say some of the work that I, like hard work I was doing, was things that essentially I put on myself, because my thing is always impact. I have always wanted to have impact in my career. And that is why I have my one-on-one coaching program, because I work with so many women who are like, I look at my work and I don't feel like I'm having impact. I need to be able to see the impact, have more impact, more influence, and more income. And that's why they come to work with me one-on-one. And so I'm saying that because in those first 2 years, also something I was doing was I was establishing new systems. I was changing our protocols. Like, I was having impact. So I absolutely do not regret that hard work. And at the same time, though, by year three, I had settled into the role. I knew what I was doing. I knew I had the skills. I knew I was good. And I knew what it took to now get the promotion. I knew, like, the specific metrics I had to focus on and what to do and how to perform. And that is what allowed me to actually scale back my effort and work less. Because by year three, I knew what I needed to do. And so I did less work. I established way stronger boundaries. Like, I said no to so many more things so I could focus on the impactful things that would move the metric to my promotion. What was that for me? Publishing research, landing grants. I got a book deal in there. It was not in my original plan, but I think it was year four. I had the idea. I pitched it. I signed with a publisher. I had a book deal on my CV, which is like resume, by the time I went up for promotion. So I knew the specific metrics that it would take for me to get promoted into the associate level. And so I was able to scale back my effort on all. Like, do you know how many committees I said no to? I remember this is how much I scaled back. In my, I think it's year four. I want to say in my year four review, like our annual review with my supervisor, I remember in my feedback session, she actually said something, I'm paraphrasing, but she's like, I love the way you set boundaries. It's very annoying in the moment, but I really respect it. And it's annoying because when I say no, somebody else has to fill in the gap, right? Like, and mind you, in the first 3 years, I was saying yes to things because I was trying to get experience and prove myself. And so when I started saying no, or I would literally just be quiet when they asked for volunteers, I would just look at people. I'm comfortable. Like, yeah, I'm a counselor. I'm comfortable with silence. I would just be quiet. And if it's, I'm saying this because even after her, The next supervisor I had also mentioned my boundaries in one of our evaluation sessions. And he just said, like, he respected the boundaries and wish he could have boundaries like that. Like, your girl does boundaries well. At least I did them, because I knew specifically what impactful metrics and accomplishments and achievements I needed on my record to get promoted. So everything else fell by the wayside. Everything else. And so I'm saying that to just paint a picture for you of you don't need to work super hard and burn yourself out to get promoted. You need to be strategic. You need to know what the leaders care about, what the decision makers care about, and focus on those things so that you can get promoted with ease. Because the truth is, the harder you work, the further you get away from promotion. In fact, let me share with you three specific ways. The first one is that working hard is making your impact invisible. So you are so busy doing all the things for all the people that there is no strategy to your career development and your career growth. You're saying yes to everything. You're doing more than your job. You're taking on other people's projects. You are working for multiple different teams, the industry team, the sales team, the account team, right? Like, you're doing multiple jobs when you look back, but when you look at the outcome, you don't own any outcome. Like, for you to say, hey, I contributed to this, that's not possible for you. You cannot articulate clearly where you were part of the effort to achieve an outcome in your organization. And when you are this hard worker, do things for everybody to try to be everywhere and prove yourself, you don't actually get to develop any one area of expertise. This is when you become a Jill of all trades, because you're doing everything for everybody because you're trying to prove yourself, that when you step back and look at your career record, you can't own any one topic, area of expertise as this is my thing. And it keeps you in a support mindset. Right? Like, when you're working hard, you are supporting everyone else, which is why you're so busy, but you are not responsible for any outcomes that business leaders care about. And so your impact is invisible. People don't see you as an impactful part of the team. They see you as valuable in the sense that you are a hard worker, right? Like, you're the go-to person. You're the glue that's keeping the team together. You're the one who has the knowledge of everything. So they value you in that support role. But when they think of the person that has vision and strategy to be a director, your name doesn't come up, because they don't see, they don't actually with their eyes see how your work is causing or leading those outcomes to happen. So they think you're not impactful. They think you're useful. Useful and valuable are not the same thing. Useful workers can be replaced. Because useful workers are doing busy work that anybody else can be trained to do. Valuable workers drive impact. Valuable workers contribute to business outcomes. Valuable workers can directly tie their results to business outcomes. Valuable workers are fought for because they know that it will cost them so much more to replace a valuable worker, a valuable visionary, a valuable strategic leader than a busy worker. Not to mention, another reason why working hard is making your impact invisible is that you are so busy working hard, performing, trying to prove yourself, that you don't have any space to pause, reflect, and identify your impact. One thing I did when I worked as a professor was, like, every semester, which for me was literally every 3.5 to 4 months, so just say every quarter, essentially, I would pause and I'm adding things to my CV. I'm thinking about what I've achieved. What conferences have I presented at? What outcomes have I driven? What have my students been saying about me? I was thinking about how I had had impact. What research had I published? What grants did I apply for, whether I got them or not? And I was recording those things. I always had an ongoing document of my accomplishments and achievements. I always had a narrative of evaluating myself and knowing how I was reaching those metrics that proved that I was ready for promotion. Right? You have to make space to pause, reflect, identify your impact, because you cannot communicate what you can't identify. And if you cannot communicate your impact, when you go to advocate for a promotion, you have nothing to say. You have nothing to tell them because you don't even know your impact for yourself, because you're so busy helping everybody, doing everything for everybody, that you just can't sit down and say, hey, this is how I drove business outcomes. And so not only is your impact invisible because nobody can see it, your impact is invisible because you can't tell anybody about it. How are they supposed to see what you can't tell them? They're not. So you see that when you work super hard, you are in a support role rather than being more strategic where your impact is visible, clear, and immediate. So you have to be able to slow down enough to identify and document your specific contributions, not just the team outcomes. As I'm saying this, mind you, this is something that I help my clients do when they work with me one-on-one in Next Level Career. I have an impact framework where I help you really clearly identify, quantify, and put language to the accomplishments you had so that you can talk about them, whether it's in networking conversations, in interviews, on your resume, on your LinkedIn profile. This is the work that I help my clients do so that they can get promoted to those director or VP level roles while increasing their salaries by at least 50K. And so if you want to, first of all, if you are hearing me and you are ready to get promoted in the next 6 months, I definitely encourage you to check out my private coaching, Next Level Career. If you go to privatecareercoaching.com, you can learn more about that. But also, if you want to just even hear a bit more about the impact framework and what it is and how it can help you, I have an entire free audio training series called Advance to Your Next Level Role as a Christian Woman. And if you go to hercareerdoctor.com/next-level-role, that URL is going to be in the description of this podcast episode. I actually talk through literally everything you need to get promoted to a higher level role in that audio. It's a series of audio trainings. And in one of those audio trainings, I break down this impact framework. It's way too long for me to go through in this episode. But so you can hear a bit more about what I mean when I say you have to identify and document your specific contributions. Then the second way that working hard is keeping you from promotion is that working hard is you really overcompensating for imposter syndrome. Working hard is overcompensation for imposter syndrome. And let me just pause and say, like, there's a group of people out in our social media zeitgeist who very much are like, I want Black women to let go of imposter syndrome. Black women don't have imposter syndrome because of the systems that we operate in, because we are race. It's a racist system. And it's like, yes, and that is why you feel like you don't belong. And we can't just ignore the fact that when you look around you, you feel like you don't belong. We can't just ignore the fact that when you look around you, you feel responsible for proving that women like you belong in higher level roles. You feel like you have to work harder to prove that you deserve the promotion and deserve the role. Baby, that is literally the definition of imposter syndrome. And yes, the environment and the system that you're in is the reason why you feel that way. And if we're being realistic right now, you don't have the power to change the environment and the system, but you have the power to change your mindset, to see your value, to see that you belong, to see that you deserve the promotion. And so we have to address that concern, which is addressing the feeling of being an imposter. And I'm saying that because when I hear that message, I always pause and think it's not an either or, it's a both and. We live in an oppressive and prejudiced society that makes Black women feel like they have to work super hard to prove their worth. They have to be the superwoman and they put their capes on. And we can't just say, hey, the system is bad, woman, you're not an imposter. Okay, but the system is still bad and you are still operating in the bad system. So what we gonna do about it, baby? Am I just gonna say, oh, I belong, the end, done? No, you have to recognize the root. Like, you have to recognize what that environment is doing to your mindset. You have to recognize the story that you are actually telling yourself because of that environment where nobody looks like you. You keep getting talked over. Your ideas are stolen. People are taking credit for your work. Those things don't just happen in a vacuum. They start to shape how you see yourself and the stories that you tell yourself. And that is what leads to you feeling like you don't belong, you don't deserve, you have to prove, which is literally the definition of imposter syndrome. It's a circle. We come right back to it. And I need us to pause and name the thing. there's a part of you that is overworking and over-delivering because you're trying to prove that you belong in those higher level rooms. You're trying to prove that you're ready to be a director. You're trying to prove that you can be a vice president. You're worried that if you don't prove yourself, if you scale back, if you don't work as hard, you will look like you're not doing things. People will look at you and say, well, she's not working hard enough. She's not doing anything. You don't trust your own value or contributions on their own because of the environment that you're in. So you're masking that lack of trust in yourself with overworking. You're used to overproducing. You low-key don't feel like you're good enough. And you feel like you need to earn your place in that promotion. But if you stop and look back, and if you just objectively look back, you will probably see that you already have a track record of impact and achievement that you are ignoring, hence you're overworking. If you pause, you'll see that, wait, and I'm saying this because literally this happens to client over client. It's like on the surface, logically, you know that you're ready for the promotion. So you hire a coach to get promoted. But there's a part of you that you've been overlooked for so long, you've been undervalued for so long that you think it is because of you inherently that you haven't gotten promoted. So your solution is let me work harder to get that promotion. Meanwhile, the solution is let's articulate. Let's just tell people what you're already doing. Let's just talk about how you're already making a difference to get you promoted. I literally had this happen with a client who, she was an assistant director of operations for 13 years. She was ready to advance into either a director of operations role or a chief of operations role. These are the roles we were aiming for. And I remember the very first time we paused and redid her resume using my target resume framework and helped her redo her resume. When I tell you she was shocked. She was realizing she had literally helped them establish a brand new branch office. She had driven over $3 billion in revenue. She'd been responsible for managing over 20 plus hires. She had implemented multiple new systems that made them more efficient. She had done things that she literally forgot about. Because let's be honest, 13 years is a long time. Even you would forget. Girl, what was I doing 13 years ago? Right? But she had forgotten. But because of the way I teach and help you write a resume, we were able to excavate all this massive impact that she had had. And I literally remember her sitting in a session with me being like, I have done a lot. Mind you, this is someone who came to me low confidence, low belief in herself. She knew logically that she needed to make more money, so she had to get promoted. But internally, there was a lack of belief in herself and her ability to actually be successful as a director because of how many times they had turned her down in her organization. Just from doing her resume and clearly identifying how she had already been doing the work she wanted to do. Meaning she had already been operating as a director. When we looked at every single job description, she could do everything on there. When we wrote it on her resume, she was astounded. Just doing that shifted her entire energy. It shifted her confidence because she realized that she was ready. She was ready. She just had been in an environment where they had made her feel not good enough because they had turned her down so many times. And they had turned her down so many times, candidly, because she did not know how to tell them her value. Literally, her president said to her, I know you do important work, but your job is the one that I understand the least in our team. That is not a good place to be. When your leaders are telling you they don't understand what you do, that means they don't see how you're making a difference. And I'm saying this freely because when she hired me as her coach, she literally said to me, I have so much trouble articulating my value when I'm in interviews, when I try to speak. It's like the words in my head just don't come out clearly out of my mouth. So that was one of the reasons she knew she needed to work with the coach to help her articulate an interview better. Right? So it's like you have to recognize that the environment you're in is what is causing you to think you don't belong and you're not good enough. And so you have to do the internal work to see your objective value, your objective achievements, your objective impact, so that you stop trying to overcompensate for a false internal belief that you're not ready for the promotion that you logically know that you're ready for. It's like your brain knows one thing, your heart and your emotions are telling you something else. And if you don't identify that overcompensation, your emotions are more powerful than logic. Like on any whim as a human being, you always act off of emotion before logic. If you haven't developed the skill of overriding your emotions. And so that low-key fear that you're not good enough, that you don't belong, that you won't be successful, that is why you haven't applied for a promotion. That's why you haven't hired a coach to help you get promoted. That's why you have accepted them telling you that you're not ready, or that you can't be a leader, or you're not leadership material, or it's not your time, that you should wait your turn. You accept those things because low-key, it validates your undercover fear. And then finally, working hard is not what decision makers care about. Girl, they don't care about your hard work. I'm gonna be candid, they don't. Hard work is effort focused. Promotions are results focused. They care about your results. So yes, you're working hard. You're working on 3 different teams. You're doing all things to all men, which, can I just pause you and say that if you're a Christian, I know the Bible tells you you have to be all things to all men, but that comes when it is about people's salvation, okay? Not your job. So don't internalize that at work. You cannot be all things to all men when you're trying to advance in your career and have more impact and more influence and more income at work. So when you are a hard worker that is focused on efforts, the thing about leaders and decision makers is they recognize, like they've probably already told you, you keep things running here. Like, you're the one who keeps everything going. And guess what? They don't want to lose their hard worker. They don't want to lose the person that's keeping everything going, the person that's implementing and doing the work. They need you in that position because they know it will fall apart without you, so you're not going to get promoted. They don't want to lose their hard workers, so you are stalled and stuck at the level that you're at. They don't see your value, so you're not top of mind when they're thinking about the person who's going to get them results. The person who's going to change the organization, the person who's going to make things more efficient, the person who's going to drive results and lead a team and help improve their team and coach their team and mentor their team. They don't think about you. They think about you when they think of the person who can implement a new system and think of a solution to a systems problem when the system stops working, when the automation fails, they come to you to plug in the code and fix it. But they don't think of you when they need somebody to manage a team of 5 people to deliver on a major project. Because you're a hard worker, not a results driver. This is where I have to pause and say, another false belief that might be keeping you in this hard worker role is that if I just put my head down and do the hard work, my work will speak for itself. Yes, your work is speaking for itself, but what it's telling them is keep me where I am so I keep things running. Your work is not telling them promote me because I have strategy and vision and can drive outcomes that matter to our business bottom line. Your work is not saying that. Like, that kind of communication, you have to say it. In evaluation meetings, in networking conversations, in interviews, you have to tell people how your results directly drove business outcomes. Because that is the definition of impact. Impact, if we think about it as a formula, if you're someone who's visual and can picture things, just picture the formula as impact equals your results plus business outcomes. That's it. Because I know sometimes when I talk about impact, people immediately go to more money. But that's not just like, what are the business outcomes your company cares about? And can you in any way, shape, or form connect your results, your effort to those business outcomes? It doesn't always have to be direct. It can be indirect and it is still impact. If you cannot talk about impact, then you're not going to get promoted. And your hard work is telling the leaders and the decision makers that they need you where you are, not at a higher level. And so those are 3 ways that your hard work is keeping you from promotion, right? It's making your impact invisible. It's causing you to overcompensate for imposter syndrome. And it's not what decision makers care about. So if you've been working hard for years in your career now and you have been overlooked, you are undervalued, and you know that you need to increase your salary by at least 50K. You know that you're ready and desire more impact, more influence, and more income in your career, but you just don't know how to break free from this cycle of overworking and being invisible at work. You need to work with me. I'm inviting you. Let's work together in my one-on-one coaching next level career. because this is what I help women do. I will help you break that overworking cycle, set better boundaries, identify the work, the hard work you're already doing. And literally all we just need to do is communicate it differently. Tell people the hard work so that we can get you promoted with a 50K salary increase or more within the next 6 months. If you go to privatecareercoaching.com, you can learn all about working with me one-on-one in Next Level Career. On that page, you'll just see my framework, how I approach my work with my clients. You'll see some client results. You'll also see a form where you can submit an application. And it's really just a pre-form to book a free sales call with me. So before I work with the client, we'll have a free sales call, because that way you can really tell me what's happening in your career, where you're struggling, what your goals are, and ask me any questions you have about how I can help you achieve that promotion. And usually on that call, I will detail for you the three specific ways that I will help you get promoted with a 50K increase in the next 6 months. Again, that URL is privatecareercoaching.com. If you are sick and tired of overworking only for your hard work to be overlooked, if you have been listening thinking, this is me, yeah, you're not alone. And the solution is not working harder. It's time to stop spinning your wheels and learn the exact framework that I use to help my clients identify and communicate their impact so that they can get promoted with a 50K salary increase more in the next 6 months. Thank you for listening to this episode. As usual, I hope you found it helpful. If you did, please don't forget to leave us a review or a rating on whatever platform you're listening on. So I know like on Apple, it's called a review, I think. And on Spotify, it's called a rating. Either way, your feedback actually helps this podcast grow and shares it with more people. Thanks again for listening, and I will catch you on the next episode. Hey, thanks for listening to this episode. If you are ready to stop feeling overlooked in your career and finally get promoted into your next level role, I have got something special for you. I created a free audio training series for professional Christian women who are ready for more money, more impact, and more influence in their careers. So if you're ready to get promoted and increase your salary by $20,000 to $50,000 without compromising who you are, visit hercareer.com/advance to sign up and listen to the free audio training today. Again, that link is hercareerdoctor.com/advance, or you can just click the link in the episode description to get started. In this free audio training, I break down everything you need to identify and communicate your existing impact so you can finally land your higher paying, higher impact role with faith and confidence. Because it's an audio training, you can listen on the go without being stuck to a computer. So go to hercareerdoctor.com/advance now to sign up for the free audio training that will break down how to advance into your next level role as a Christian woman.